Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking: How to Effectively Describe Time Management While Working from Home. Working from home has become increasingly common, and managing time effectively in this environment is a crucial skill. This topic is highly relevant for IELTS speaking tests, as it allows candidates to demonstrate their ability to discuss personal experiences, time management strategies, and adaptability. Let's explore how to excel in answering questions related to this theme across all parts of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about your work or study habits. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Question: Do you work or study from home? Band 6-7 answer: Yes, I do. I've been working from home for the past year due to the pandemic. It's been quite an adjustment, but I've managed to adapt to this new way of working. Band 8-9. Answer: Indeed, I do. I've been predominantly working remotely for the past year, a shift necessitated by the global health situation. While it initially posed some challenges, I've found it to be an enlightening experience that has honed my self-discipline and time management skills considerably. Question: What are the main challenges of working from home? Band 6-7. Answer: The main challenges are staying focused and separating work time from personal time. It's easy to get distracted by household chores or to work longer hours than necessary. Band 8-9 answer: The primary hurdles I've encountered include maintaining consistent productivity and establishing clear boundaries between professional and personal life. The absence of a physical workplace can sometimes blur these lines, leading to potential overwork or underperformance if not managed properly. Additionally, the lack of face-to-face interactions with colleagues can occasionally hinder effective communication and collaboration. Part 2, Long Term. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic to speak about for 1-2 minutes. Here's a sample cue card related to our theme. Cue card: Describe a time when you had to manage your time effectively while working from home. You should say, when this was, what work you had to do, how you managed your time, and explain why effective time management was important in this situation. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to talk about a particularly challenging period last month when I had to juggle multiple deadlines while working from home. It was during the final week of a major project, and I was responsible for coordinating inputs from various team members and compiling the final report. The workload was substantial, involving reviewing and editing numerous documents, conducting virtual meetings with team members across different time zones, and ensuring all components of the project were aligned and completed on time. To manage my time effectively, I implemented a structured approach. First, I created a detailed schedule using a digital planner, breaking down tasks into manageable chunks and allocating specific time slots for each. I prioritized tasks based on urgency and importance, ensuring that critical elements received immediate attention. I also utilized the Pomodoro technique, working in focused 25-minute intervals followed by short breaks, which helped maintain my concentration and productivity throughout the day. Effective time management was crucial in this situation for several reasons. Firstly, the project had a non-negotiable deadline, and any delay would have had significant consequences for the entire team and potentially our client relationships. Secondly, coordinating with team members in different time zones meant I had to be exceptionally organized to accommodate everyone's schedules and ensure smooth communication. Lastly, the complexity of the project demanded a high level of attention to detail, which could only be achieved through disciplined time allocation and focused work periods. This experience reinforced the importance of effective time management, especially in a home working environment where distractions can be numerous. It also highlighted the value of adaptability and self-discipline in maintaining professional standards regardless of the working location. Follow-up questions: How did this experience change your approach to working from home? Band 8-9, answer: This experience was truly transformative in terms of my approach to remote work. It underscored the necessity of having a well-defined structure to my workday, even in a home environment. I've since become more proactive in setting boundaries, both physical and temporal, to maintain a clear distinction between work and personal life. Additionally, I've embraced various productivity tools and techniques more fully, recognizing their value in enhancing focus and efficiency. This situation also heightened my appreciation for regular communication with colleagues, prompting me to schedule more frequent check-ins to ensure alignment and maintain team cohesion. What advice would you give to struggling with time management while working from home? Band 8-9 answer. For someone grappling with time management in a home working setup, I would advocate for a multifaceted approach. Firstly, establishing a dedicated workspace is crucial. It helps create a psychological boundary between work and home life. Secondly, I'd recommend implementing a consistent daily routine, mimicking the structure of an office environment. This could include set start and end times, scheduled breaks, and even commute time for mental preparation. Additionally, leveraging technology can be immensely helpful. Utilizing project management tools, time tracking apps, and digital calendars can provide a visual representation of tasks and time allocation. I'd also suggest experimenting with different productivity techniques, such as the Pomodoro method or time blocking, to find what works best for their individual style. Lastly, I'd emphasize the importance of self-care and setting realistic expectations. Regular exercise, adequate sleep, and scheduled downtime are essential for maintaining long-term productivity and avoiding burnout. It's about finding a sustainable balance that allows for both professional efficiency and personal well-being. Part 3, two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Question: how do you think the trend of working from home will impact society in the long term? Band 8-9, answer. The shift towards remote work is likely to have far-reaching implications for society. On a positive note, it could lead to increased flexibility in work arrangements, potentially improving work-life balance for many individuals. This could, in turn, contribute to reduced stress levels and enhanced overall well-being. Moreover, the trend might revolutionize urban planning and housing markets. With less need for daily commutes, we might see a decentralization of populations from major cities, potentially revitalizing smaller towns and rural areas. This could lead to more affordable housing options and a redistribution of economic opportunities. However, there are also potential drawbacks to consider. The lack of face-to-face interactions could lead to increased social isolation for some individuals, potentially impacting mental health. Additionally, the blurring of work-life boundaries might result in longer working hours and difficulty in disconnecting from work, which could lead to burnout if not managed properly. From an economic perspective, certain industries that rely on office workers, such as city center cafes and restaurants, might face significant challenges. Conversely, we might see a boom in technologies and services that facilitate remote work and virtual collaboration. Ultimately, I believe the long-term impact will be a mixed bag of positive and negative outcomes, necessitating careful navigation by both individuals and policymakers to maximize the benefits while mitigating potential drawbacks. Question: do you think the ability to manage time effectively is a natural skill or something that can be learned? Band 8-9. Answer: while some individuals may have a natural predisposition towards effective time management, I firmly believe that it is predominantly a skill that can be developed and honed through practice and conscious effort. Time management encompasses a range of sub-skills, such as prioritization, goal setting, and self-discipline, all of which can be learned and improved over time. Many successful individuals attribute their productivity not to innate abilities, but to systems and habits they've cultivated throughout their careers. That being said, certain personality traits, such as conscientiousness or a tendency towards organization, might give some people a head start in developing strong time management skills. However, these traits alone are not sufficient. Effective time management also requires adaptability, self-awareness, and a willingness to experiment with different techniques to find what works best for each individual. Moreover, the rapidly changing nature of work in the digital age means that time management strategies need to evolve constantly. This ongoing adaptation process underscores the learnable nature of time management skills. In my view, the key to developing effective time management skills lies in consistent practice, self-reflection, and a commitment to continuous improvement. By approaching time management as a learnable skill, individuals can empower themselves to enhance their productivity and achieve a better work-life balance, regardless of their natural inclinations. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Juggle multiple deadlines. To manage several tasks with time limits simultaneously. Example, in my role as a project manager, I often have to juggle multiple deadlines to ensure all aspects of a project are completed on time. Implement a structured approach. Struct, prot, to put into action a well-organized method. Example, to improve our team's efficiency, we decided to implement a structured approach to our weekly meetings. Prioritize tasks. Tasks, to arrange tasks in order of importance. Example, when faced with a heavy workload, it's crucial to prioritize tasks based on urgency and impact. Non-negotiable deadline, non-deadline, a due date that cannot be changed or extended. Example, the client gave us a non-negotiable deadline for the project, emphasizing the importance of timely delivery. Proactive in setting boundaries, boundaries, taking initiative to establish limits or rules. Example, working from home requires being proactive in setting boundaries between work and personal life to maintain a healthy balance. Leverage technology, leverage technology, to use technology to maximum advantage. Example, many successful remote workers leverage technology to enhance their productivity and stay connected with their team. Far-reaching implications. Far-reaching implications, consequences that will have a significant and wide-ranging effect. Example, the shift to remote work has far-reaching implications for urban development and the future of office spaces. Decentralization of populations. Centralizations. The movement of people away from central urban areas. Example, the rise of remote work may lead to a decentralization of populations as people choose to live further from city centers. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing time management while working from home, use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate advanced and topic-specific terms naturally in your responses. Provide detailed examples. When describing your experiences, offer specific scenarios and explain how you handled them. Show critical thinking. In part 3, demonstrate your ability to analyze broader implications and consider multiple perspectives. Maintain fluency. Practice speaking on this topic to improve your ability to express ideas smoothly and coherently. Use a variety of grammatical structures. Incorporate complex sentences and different tenses to showcase your language proficiency. Stay relevant. Always ensure your answers directly address the question asked, providing focused and pertinent information. Develop your ideas. Don't just state facts, explain your thoughts, and provide reasoned arguments for your opinions. Remember, consistent practice and exposure to a wide range of topics related to remote work and time management will significantly enhance your performance in the IELTS speaking test. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.